All right, joining us, his name is Patrick Juanes, lives right down here in the Miami area, down in South Beach.
Celebrity life coach, author, and expert in human behavior and relationships.
He's a neurolinguistist, a programming practitioner. I mean, it could go on and on and on. And you know, I'm looking at a lot of things that you do here, Patrick, and I think you really have spent a lot of time helping women get on track with their life if they're not happy.
Yes, there's been a couple of programs that called me the woman expert. That was the Daily Buzz, and then Fox News called me a voice for women. And I guess one of my missions is definitely to empower women.
And let me tell you what jumped out at me right at the bat. I actually read the story about this woman named Kathy that she had written. And I guess for years and years and years, she suffered from anxiety, insomnia, nausea, sense of doom, lack of motivation, cried all the time. And she actually went and was put on antidepressants. They kept changing her drugs. She tried all these different ones, and she saw a copy of a book you had called Finding God, which it turned her life around.
Well, yeah, she picked up the book. She kept it in her purse for about 5 months, and then one day decided to read it, and that inspired her to go to my website and contact me for a consultation. And one of the messages in Finding God is about forgiveness. And it's interesting because you're right. Kathy was misdiagnosed as with depression. And they just kept experimenting with her, and the medication that they gave her made her worse. And so they just kept swapping and swapping. Plus, a psychiatrist who was the one that diagnosed her with depression said to her, "You may just never be happy." Mm. She believed those words. Now, when she came to me, what I helped her to do was to release the anger and also to forgive these people who'd taken away her power by telling her that there was something wrong with her and that she had no power and that she's just going to have to resign herself to being unhappy for the rest of her life. And that's not true. And it's not just that a lot of women are misdiagnosed with depression. It's that they're told they have no power to change and that they have to give into this little pill, and it's only the little pill that'll keep them going, not even make them happy for the rest of their life.
And Patrick, you know, you've talked about, you know, women who are being misdiagnosed, put on antidepressants. Recently, The View did an entire show on antidepressants because that's what Rosie O'Donnell is on. Do you think this encourages more women just to, like, you know what, a pill can fix you rather than seeking alternatives or maybe even talking to a psychiatrist or therapist?
Yeah, there are many alternatives. And the problem with what Rosie and the rest of the ladies on The View were saying was that it's a disease, that it's just a disease and you've got no power and you have to take a pill. And that's not true. Sometimes you may need the medication for a short while to get you through a really tough spot, but you shouldn't be stuck on it. And if you look at the example of Linda Dano, all of these women that are often diagnosed or even misdiagnosed with depression, it's anger turned inwards. Linda Dano's husband died. She said it was the love of her life. 9 days later, her mother dies. Mm. Well, don't you think she's going to be depressed?
Yes.
Sure.
Yes.
And she's probably got a lot of anger. She might be angry at the world. She might be angry at God. She's probably angry at a lot of people because these things were taken away from her. And the psychiatrist says, "No, you're not mourning. You've got depression." What?
Mm-hmm.
How could anyone even think that? So what I'm saying is that it is possible to take back your power, to start controlling your thoughts. But first, become aware of what are you feeling, what are you thinking, where does it all come from? Most of us don't deal with the issue, we deal with the symptom. And it's dealing with the symptom isn't the solution. You've got to get to the root cause of what's causing the symptom.
Now, let me just say this here, because we're basically out of time with Patrick. But bottom line is, if you're on antidepressants, I don't think Patrick is telling you right now, go and just stop taking them today. Because, you know, that's probably, I'm not going to say do that either. But if you're working with someone who's continually saying antidepressants, you've got to stay on all the time, maybe you want to look for another solution to see if that's it. And maybe check out your website, check out this book, do a little reading on it, a little research. Because, I mean, I think are you saying that there's never a woman that no one should be on antidepressants forever?
I don't believe that anyone should be on them forever, no.
Okay.
And the other book that's worth mentioning is Get What You Want, because that book is about how to get your power back and how you can take charge of your life.
All right, well, it's really interesting, and if you're there and you're interested in this, please go to patrickwanis.com, patrickwanis.com,
mm-hmm.
And the book is called Get What You Want, and it's another look at this whole thing. Drugs and antidepressants have become a very easy thing. Sometimes,
we medicate our kids too much, and I think now it's turning to we're medicating ourselves too much, too.
Well, Terry and Stacey, I'll say this as a final point. If you as a parent are taking these pills to feel better, how are you going to tell your kids not to take drugs so that they don't feel better?
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Patrick, Thank you so much, Sasson. Again, PatrickWanis.com, and we appreciate your time, Patrick.
My pleasure. Have a great day, Terry and Stacey.
You too. All right.